And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. After a long search, the Clifton Cultural Arts Center has found a new permanent home. The Community Arts Center has entered into a purchase and sale agreement with Dewey's Pizza for the land northeast of Ludlow and Clifton Avenues. So let's talk about it. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the future home of the Clifton Cultural Arts Center is Executive Director Leslie Mooney. Leslie, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So I said this was a long search. Just how long was this search for a new home?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, it's been several months, actually over a couple of years now, that we have had a task force that was assembled with community volunteers and leaders in the arts community and in Clifton and surrounding neighborhoods. And so we've been on the search for a while now. And so this is just a super exciting moment for us, as you can imagine.
Sure. So why do you need a new space?
Well, I think hopefully most people remember we got our start, a dedicated group of volunteers and people that were just really passionate about the arts and about preserving actually the historic Clifton School building a little more than a decade ago, actually formed the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. And so our first home was in the historic 1906 former Clifton Elementary School that then a couple of years ago CPS determined they would turn back into a neighborhood school for the community. And so we've really since that time been looking for a space, and for about 18 months or so have been out of that old home and in some temporary locations in Clifton and Coryville and some other areas. And so we're still making that work in some transition space, but our search for a new home has really not stopped over the course of the last 2+ years or so.
When you embarked on this, did you ever anticipate a day where Dewey's Pizza would be involved in this search?
Well, you know, it's funny. Dewey's has been a big supporter of CCAC and actually of the arts in general in Cincinnati. So it's not a huge surprise, I don't think, to most of us. And knowing Andrew DeWitt and his passion for the arts and for community, and so that is amazing. The really rare and kind of remarkable thing is that for people who know the neighborhood of Clifton and even surrounding neighborhoods in Uptown Cincinnati, you know, the good and the bad is that it's a very occupied area, right? There's not a lot of sort of just vacant land or even buildings or anything like that that's not already in use. And so the really, you know, the fact that there is this land available and then that it happens to be in this phenomenal spot of kind of the crossroads between the residential district of Clifton and the business district on Ludlow Avenue, and right next to, frankly, one of our greatest partners, which is the Clifton United Methodist Church, who has been so hospitable and hosting so many of our programs in this time that we've been in transition. It really, you know, it sort of is kismet and has really come together nicely.
And so this is vacant land at 3412 Clifton Avenue. And I will note that in your news release, you did refer to your friends at Dewey's Pizza as a legendary local business. So I'm sure they appreciate that superlative. But this is a pretty significant project. You're anticipating about $8.5 million. What can we expect if you're able to achieve that from this new facility?
Well, when we're able to achieve that, we are really excited. So it'll be about an 18,000 square foot, 3-story building is what we're looking at. We're working now with Immersion Design, and so we're looking at probably a couple different art exhibition spaces, a 80 to 150, depending on how we end up designing it, seat performance space, multi-use. Everything will be very flexible, much like it was in our old space, so that we can continue to do and adapt and be flexible to the needs of the community. So, and then a lot of educational space as well. So anywhere from probably 5 to 8 classroom spaces of different various sizes that can accommodate the things that we do, right? So that includes everything from small babies taking music garden to 90-plus-year-olds engaged in Tai Chi and tap classes and just kind of the gamut of arts and culture. And one thing that we're really excited about is a new program that we're starting actually now called CCC Makes. And it'll be, we plan to have a maker-style, hands-on kind of messy maker-style studio to have in the building so that we can engage not only families but also young professionals and adults, people of all ages, in that kind of hands-on STEM plus arts learning.
And you announced today that you're about 25% towards that $8.5 million project. You also announced that some of the people leading this fundraising effort for the new home are Otto Budig, Moose and Claire, Abby Moran. These are prolific fundraisers in the community and certainly familiar names here at Cincinnati Public Radio. But talk a little bit, Leslie, about the challenges of raising money right now as the economy is so uncertain and just day-to-day life is so strange right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is strange right now. And one thing that I've heard over and over is how exciting it is to think about the time when we can all come back together, right? So we do have this momentum, but we also know that this is a charge in a sort of a strange time. But, you know, I think that people realize the importance, right, of coming together and exactly the types of things that community art centers and libraries and parks and other organizations that are having to be closed right now. What they do, though, is really in many ways actually life-saving because we form these bonds, right? We have these sustained interactions with each other and at these types of places. And then that enhances the connection not only with the community but with your neighbors, with just other people. And so right now, in a crisis like we have right now, we see those connections actually helping people to, you know, get groceries or just to call in and check on a neighbor. And so the work that CCAC does has already kind of set us up in a good spot in building up these bonds and interactions among people. And so I think people realize the importance of that. And as we move into this, sort of now the more formal announced campaign, you know, we're certainly optimistic that we'll be able to get to a point where we could break ground in, you know, hopefully a little more than a year and be able to be in the building in a couple of years when, frankly, things will probably really be opening up and getting back to get to being able to be together in larger groups.
And we're talking now with Clifton Cultural Arts Center Executive Director Leslie Mooney. The organization announced the site of its future home. It's a piece of vacant land at 3412 Clifton Avenue. The organization has reached a sale agreement with Dewey's Pizza that owned that property. What has the Clifton Cultural Arts Center been doing during this pandemic when so much has been shut down? How have you been able to stay connected to your people?
That's a great question. Yeah, well, we've done a lot of work historically in the neighborhood, certainly of Clifton, but also Avondale and Mount Auburn and Cuff and Coryville. And so we've really connected in with our partners in all the different neighborhoods, but specifically in Avondale. So we've been putting together creativity kits for the students at Rockdale and their families and others who are coming to Rockdale Academy in Avondale for weekly meals and that kind of thing. And so we've been doing that as well as, frankly, trying to solicit for things like toilet paper and paper towels to be able to provide along with those creativity kits for folks in need of those kinds of things. And, of course, a lot of our classes and things have been able to go online, which, you know, is not exactly a one-for-one substitute for being in person and being able to take your piano lesson with your piano teacher sitting right next to you. But, of course, we're all learning ways to adapt and to continue on as much as we can with our regular sort of normal lives and that kind of thing. And so those have been very well received. And so we'll continue to do our programs as much as we can virtually so that they're safe and people are staying healthy. But mostly we've been, trying to make an impact and continue to stay active in the community. So, in fact, we partnered with Dewey's last weekend to kind of brighten up their area, while our future area, while they gave out free pizza for frontline workers and hospital workers. So doing those types of things, to adapt as everybody is.
It seems like being involved with your organization may increase access to pizza in the future, I would think. So that's at least one added bonus to having fun with the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. And I want to ask you, Leslie, we live in this weird time where a month can feel like an eternity, but your organization's really only, what, about a dozen years old?
Yes.
Which isn't a long time. And when you think about the cultural institutions of Cincinnati, which has such a rich arts community, but 12 years later, you're looking at constructing an $8.5 million project in Clifton for a permanent home. Just talk a little bit about the significance of that for the organization.
Well, you know, when we were founded about 15 years ago at this point, it really was born out of just really dedicated volunteers in the community. Not big names, not super deep pockets, but that's been one of the most wonderful and amazing things about CCAC is that it's really made up of I mean, hundreds of people who give what they can, who participate how they can, an extremely dedicated community of artists, and you know, it's just a very diverse group that we serve. So the first year, I think we had about 9,000 people come through the building for something, a class, an art exhibition, a performance. In the last, you know, 3 years or so that we were in the old space, we had more than 40,000 a year, and we've continued to grow by partnering with business associations and producing free outdoor concerts and all that kind of good stuff. And so it really has become a part of the fabric of life for not only Clifton residents, but really for the arts community and for the greater Cincinnati community. So that's what kind of sets us up for a successful path to be able to raise this type of money and really have this amazing opportunity to construct something specifically designed to be a community arts center.
And your timeline, again, I think you referenced maybe a year from now breaking ground and maybe a couple years from now occupying the space?
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. Like I said, we've started working already with immersion design. We'll enter the due diligence phase now and looking at all the normal things, the environmental studies, the site studies, all that kind of good stuff. And so, yeah, we think we could be ready as soon as 12 months. Some of that will, of course, depend upon fundraising and how that's progressing. But absolutely, we hope to be breaking ground in 2021 and then moving in sometime in 2022.
Leslie Mooney is the executive director of the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, which soon hopes to have a brand new home in Clifton, an $8.5 million project, thanks to an agreement with Dewey's Pizza there in the neighborhood. Leslie, good luck to you. Congratulations. And thanks so much for coming on and talking a little bit about the project.
Thank you, Michael. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate that. We'll talk again soon. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. A reminder, you can always leave us a voicemail. We'll play some of your comments. We want to hear about how you're doing during this pandemic. Something bothering you, something pleasing you. 513-419-7100 is the number to call. You can also look at us up on the WVXU app. Click on the Talk to Us tab and send us a voicemail that way also. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. And you can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.